Hey guys, I want to welcome you back to Rabbi Wex's podcast. We're going to go forward now into the Gemara. So the Mishnah started off by giving two scenarios. Either the owner deposited to the Shomer Chinam, to the unpaid watchman, animals or kalim, or vessels. The Gemara asks the following question. Lama le lemitne behema? Why did the Tana, the Mishnah, teach the case of a stolen animal? V'lamale lemitne kalim. And why did he teach also the case of utensils or vessels that were stolen? In other words, why did the Mishnah just give one case, either that the animal was stolen or that the vessels were stolen? Why bring two different cases? Remember, guys, every word in the Mishnah that's written down is written down for a reason. The Chazal and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rebbe, did not waste his words. So clearly there's something that we need to extrapolate, something that we can learn from the way the Mishnah is worded. And the Gemara gives the following answer. Tzriche, both are necessary. Both cases are needed to teach you things. D'i Tana Behema, that if the Tana had taught only the case of a stolen animal, Hava Amina, I might have said, Behemahu demakne le kfela, that it's specifically in the case of an animal that the owner is going to convey any double payment to the shomer. Mishum denafish tircha, because there's lots and lots of effort, there's extensive effort involved, la'ayula ula'apuka, in bringing in the animal and in taking out the animal. In other words, since the shomer is going to expend so much effort to take care of the animal, the owner of the animal is going to respond in kind by telling the shomer that he has the rights to any future penalty payments as long as the shomer compensates the owner if the animal is stolen. Back in the Gemara, Aval Kalim, however, by the case of utensils or vessels, Dilo Nafish Tarchayu, whose care does not require extensive effort. You don't have to bring a fork in and out of the room. You don't have to feed vessels. Amalo makni like fela. I might say that the owner does not convey a future double payment to the shomer. Meaning, at the time of the deposit, when the owner gives the shomer the vessel, he doesn't say to him that in the future any penalty payments are going to go to the shomer. Therefore, we have both cases to show you that even by vessels, the person who's watching the vessels has the rights to any future penalty payments. And therefore, if the vessel was stolen, and then they find it, and it's, let's say, gone up in value, or let's say the ganav has to pay double, the person who's watching the item, he's entitled to that additional payment. The principal payment obviously still goes to the baal. We're going to stop there at this point in the Gemara. So please take a few minutes to review what we just learned from Lamale Lamitne Behema until Amalo Makne Lake Fela. Feel free to rewind and fast forward this recording. And if you have any questions, feel free to post them. Take care.